Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. This comes from the famous Sermon on the Mount passage. As I read these familiar words, listen for something that is being spoken into your heart and into your life at this particular point on your faith journey. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In the book of Deuteronomy, there is a place where Moses is giving instructions to the Israelites as they prepare to enter into the promised land. It's been 40 years. They're about to finally get to their destination. And he says to them, when you get into the land with which your God has blessed you, when you get all settled down and you get comfortable in the land, take the first and the best produce of your land and take it down to the temple. Hand it to the priest and say this, thank you. Then recount your story to the priest. Tell him how you got there. Tell him all that you've been through. And somehow, by the grace of God, you have arrived where you are now. Well, you remember the story, right? You just heard it a few minutes ago. When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien. And the Lord brought us up out of Egypt, and he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. In other words, when you get to the point in your life where you're feeling pretty good about things, that point at which you're settled in a bit and the status quo is in full force and everything is chugging along just fine, at that point, stop. Stop right there, right where you are, and then take time to remember. Remember how you got there. You know, and when you remember, offer thanks. You know, thanks to God for your life. And then, after you offer thanks, give. Give the best of yourself away. It's a beautiful, beautiful text, folks. Well, here's another way. Here's another way that same sentiment has been expressed. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. In other words, live effusively, live overabundantly, live graciously, because you're a child of God. Do you know the story of the feeding of the multitude? Sure you do. Jesus and his friends are out in the Galilean countryside, and massive crowds have gathered to see and hear him. And before they know it, the hour gets late. It gets to be almost dinner time, and the disciples start to panic. And they say something like this to Jesus. It's getting late. Send these folks away. Tell them to go find something to eat somewhere. Because this is a desolate place and we have nothing to eat here for them. And if you remember that story and you remember that lead up to it, then you also remember how Jesus responds to his disciples' request to send the people away. He'll have none of it. No, he says. You give them something to eat. Do you remember that line? You should. In fact, it should be engraved on all of our hearts. You give them something to eat. And of course, they protest. What? What? What are we going to do? Go out and spend a year's salary and buy a bunch of food to feed all these folks? Well, Jesus doesn't pay any attention to them, and he takes a quick inventory of what they have. How many loaves of bread do we have? We have five, and we have two fish. And that's it. It's not much. Have everybody sit down, Jesus says. He then takes the bread and the fish. He gives thanks for them and then gives the sustenance away. And then we're told at the end of the story that everyone had plenty to eat. It's a miracle. The miracle of the feeding of the multitude. Did you know that you can find that story in each of the Gospels? Does that surprise you? Does the fact that this story is found in all four Gospels surprise you? It should, because the feeding of the multitude is the only miracle story of Jesus that is found in all four of our canonical Gospels. The only one. You know, that's huge, because that means that there's something constitutive about this story. So that if you want to tell the story of Jesus, you have to include this particular story in it, or it's not complete. They stop. They offered thanks for what they had, and then they gave it away. And how about this? While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them. "Do this in remembrance of me." Do you see what's happening here? It's called the Eucharist, the Thanksgiving. Do you see a pattern? You stop. And in the stopping, you remember. You remember who you are. And you remember the grace that has been given to you. A grace called life. And then this remembrance leads to the giving of thanks and ultimately to a life characterized by mindful living, which is then extends grace to others. I find this very compelling. The idea is that you stop, and in the stopping, you're given a glimpse of self. You're given an awareness. You remember who you are in the depths of your soul, and you remember what your life is all about, or should be all about. Then as you come to understand that your life and everything and everyone in your life is a gift, Thanksgiving comes pouring out of your soul. And in the pouring out of your soul, you find yourself compelled to give part of yourself away. You just can't help yourself. It's as if you cannot contain yourself. And then what is so incredibly counterintuitive, really, is that it's in this moment of uncalculated giving you find abundant life. Now, this is not just some sort of speculative theological junk that I'm talking about here. No. I've seen it. People who have found peace in their lives, people who remember who they are and what it means to be alive, these people exude graciousness in their lives. And then they lead lives characterized by generosity at every point. It's amazing. You've seen it too. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. You know, no one after lighting a lamp puts it on a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others. Friends, over these past 14 months, we have been reminded once again of the fragile and contingent nature of our lives. We used to take lots of things for granted, but we can do so no longer. Maybe that is a positive that will come out of all this misery. Perspective. No, better yet, humility. And it's this humility that reminds us to stop each and every day. Take a deep breath, remember, and give thanks. Stop in the midst of all our unnecessary busyness. Remember the given nature of our existence and give thanks for our lives and relationships that undergird those lives. You know, such a practice, I'm convinced, leads inevitably to a way of living that adds substance to this world. Friends, we need to remember to be givers, not takers. To build up, not to tear down. To extend an open hand, not a clenched fist. And that's why Moses said to the Israelites, when you get to that point in your life where you're feeling pretty good about things, that point in which you're settled in a little bit and the status quo is chugging along just fine, and everything is just feels pretty good, stop. Stop right there, right where you are, and when you stop, remember. Remember how you got there. And when you remember, give thanks. Thanks to God for your life. And then after you give thanks, give. Give the best of yourself away. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? You are the light of the world. You know the word discipline and the word discipleship have a common origin? 20th century theologian Henry Nouwen was struck by this fact and commented on it. He writes, the word discipleship and the word discipline are the same word. So, once we've made the choice to say, yes, I want to follow Jesus, the question becomes is, what disciplines will help me remain faithful to that choice? If we want to be disciples of Jesus, we have to live a disciplined life. So the question I have for you is, how are we going to live out this intentional discipleship at this new point in our life together, this new day, this new season? How do we live in a world that's hanging by a thread? The cynic among us might say, eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow we die. And that may be right. Tomorrow may be the day. But I think what we see in our scripture and in our tradition is that, yes, we're called to live joyously and abundantly, but we are not called to live superficially. We're not called to self-medicate our lives away through a life of trivial pursuits and practices. Our lives are too sacred for that. On the contrary, we're called to go deeper into our relationships and into life itself because we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Friends, we need to learn to live lives of joyous depth. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. In other words, live effusively, overabundantly, graciously, mindfully, thankfully. And most important, intentionally. It's been 14 months. We have lots of things we need to be doing in this place. We have lots of living to do together. Friends, not a day goes by that I don't give thanks for you. So, see you soon. Thanks be to God. Amen.